Everybody. Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's had a wonderful day. What a beautiful day the Lord's given us. Beautiful weekend. We just want to give Him all the glory. I'm going to ask y'all if you will, let's just stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. We'll lift Him up and just again, just thank God for all that He's doing. Show by the raising of your hand. Praise God. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord God, we just love and praise You. Lord, we thank You for this day You've given us, for this opportunity we have to gather in Your house and in Your mighty name. Lord, as we come to You now, Lord, we just want to release everything that feels like it's holding us down, weighing us back. Dear Lord, we just want to worship You, praise You, and just lift You up, dear Lord. Let Your Holy Spirit have a free reign amongst each and every one of us. Dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, ready to receive the word that You have for us. Lord, ready just to let Your Spirit have a free reign. Lord, now as we get together, You've seen the hands that were raised. You know the needs of each and every situation. Those that are sick, those that are shut in, dear Lord, those that are not able to be with us for whatever reason, dear Lord, and we just ask You to touch each and every one. All the spoken and unspoken prayer requests, dear Lord, all the text blasts, dear Lord, those that are watching on the feed, dear Lord, may they just feel Your holy presence right now, dear Lord. We're asking You to heal, to mend, to protect, and to provide, dear Lord. We just want to, just want to honor You. I just feel that the spirit of just wanting to praise You, dear Lord, in celebration. Lord, we are thankful for all that You've done in our lives. Dear Lord, now we ask You to bless our pastor, strengthen him and his family. Lord, each and every ministry that goes forth from this congregation, dear Lord, we ask for Your blessings. You've always blessed us so much. But, dear Lord, may we do each and everything for You, that You get all the honor and glory. And that's in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody says, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. We're going to change the song after what they were playing just a minute ago. They sounded mighty pretty. We're going to go to page 390. There's power in the blood. I need y'all to sing out. Let's get these guitars.
Yes.
Organ going. Praise God. Power in the blood. Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering. Got a few announcements that I want to make sure that they get out. If you're an Amazing Gracer and you have intentions of going with them next Sunday for lunch, for their Christmas luncheon, please, there's a sign-up sheet. Be sure and sign up so they'll have a head count when they let them know how many folks are coming. Also, don't forget about Amazing... I think it's Ida Bell. I got it right here. Too many notes. That we're going to have the Ida Bell Christmas Party, ladies. It's a tea and Christmas party. It'll be the 10th. It's from 11:30 to 1:30. There's also a sign-up sheet for that, please. Also, the big announcement. Don't forget next Sunday night, the 11th, at 6 p.m., our evening service. We're having our annual community service. We've been having it quarterly. But this is the one we started with. And all the love offering and everything going forward will be for Shop for a Cop, with a Cop. And it's a wonderful time. I don't know how many churches are looking. Are we still looking at 4 or 5? 6. Wonderful. So you better get here so you can get in and get seated. We just want to invite everybody. And then as we open these doors and let everybody know that God's house and His church is much larger than our little congregation, that He is so almighty and so encompassing. Praise God. And then the other big one is Sunday morning the 18th. During our AM service, we will have the Christmas play. It's Hard at Work. I know they were practicing again this evening. And it's the 18th. It's going to be over in the Curtis Center, but we will have Sunday school. So I've got to find out if any of the teachers are involved in it. I know a lot of the kids are. So we'll combine whatever we have to do, but we will have Sunday school. Invite somebody. Let them know how great God is. Invite them to church. I think that's all I've got. Any other announcements? Excuse me. All righty. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord just to bless our evening offering, please? Yes, Lord. Yes. Amen. Jim, and then Miss Tabitha.
Just suppose God searched through heaven, He couldn't find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed to Although he prayed, Father, let it pass for me. I'm so glad he never called heaven's angels. From my hands, through these nails that torment me, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
My soul in sad exile was out on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice say, make your choice. Then I entered the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wide stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. I've yielded myself to his tender embrace, in faith taking hold of the My feathers fell off, and I've anchored my soul. The haven of rest is my Lord. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wide stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wide stormy deep. In Jesus I'll am saved evermore. In Jesus I'm saved evermore.
Thank you, Lord.
Never can remember what key is singing in. Sister Penny always says, what key? I'm like, we're going to write it down tonight.
God sent His Son, they called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon.
Child. I wanted to share with you that I think that's one of my most requested songs that I sing a lot, but I'll be on Channel 57 this Saturday at 2 o'clock singing this song. So tune in and watch the choir, but that is my feature song on there.
Hallelujah.
Just 1, 2.
You know, we're always happy and proud of our children's achievements. I was very happy that Savannah was up here playing the keyboard with Mavis this morning. And I was thinking back to when the doctors were saying she has meningitis. And that was, our neighbor had already just had a horrible bout with meningitis and lost limbs. And we were just praying, because what do you do when you're a Christian? That's all you can do sometimes. And they took her by ambulance to Eggleston, and we were all distraught, but sat in there a couple of days, and finally a doctor came in. I mean, one doctor after another came in. That's just the way they do. And they all ask the same questions and all that, go through the same stuff. But one day the doctor came in and said, "These beds are for sick kids, and she's not sick." She just was healed miraculously, and that's about the time we learned this song. There's a miracle in the making. The crowd was great, but she knew she had to reach him. 'Cause this was her last hope of ever being healed. So she pressed through until she touched his garment. Oh, and right then and there, her miracle was fulfilled. God you serve won't leave you. There's a miracle for you. Just keep holding on. There's a miracle in the making. Father is working even now. Your prayers have been heard, and the answer is on the way. There's a miracle in the making for you today. Prayed, and still you've heard no answer.
the God you serve won't leave you.
There's a miracle for you. Just keep holding on. There's a miracle in the making.
The Father is working even now.
Your prayers have been
heard, and the answer's on the way.
There's a miracle in the making for you today. Prayers have been
heard, and the answer's on the way.
There's a miracle in the making for you today.
God is so gracious. We've had experience at Eggleston, and I know that is nerve-wracking, but I'm so glad that God answers prayers. Amen. And I still believe he's a miracle-performing God today, just as he was then. Good to have Brother Jason and Sister Pam with us tonight. Brother Jason, come, if you would, give us a word of testimony, and also maybe an update on the fellowship meeting that's coming this Sunday night. I saw you hold up six fingers, so we got six churches coming. So just come and give us a little bit of an update, if you would. Amen.
How many know he's still a miracle-working God?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We have invited six churches. So if they all show up, it may be the biggest crowd we've had yet. So I'm hoping that is happening. I'm hoping we have to pull out some chairs somewhere and put some people down. Amen. We are also planning that night, and we've done this, and I don't know if Brother Eddie's, we've announced it, the fellowship afterwards. Okay, so we have done that. We planned that out, and we're encouraging everybody to stay afterwards. What a wonderful time we've had in our fellowship services, worshiping the Lord. But, you know, sometimes we do that, and then some of us exit out, and we never get to know anybody or anything else. So it would just be a beautiful time in the Curtis Center for everybody to get together and fellowship with a small meal, just finger foods and different things like that. So we're planning on that, and I'm excited to be. This will be 1 year of doing this, and do you know that at the end of that service we will have, and I know, and I'm trusting the Lord that we will have raised over $20,000 for our community in ministries and outreaches. And I thank God that he is pulling us all together. You know, the Bible talks about on the day of Pentecost, they were all in one mind and one accord. And on that day, the power of God fell in that house because those people came with a mindset that they were going to worship the Lord together. And I believe that we've experienced that in these meetings when we come together to worship the Lord in one mind and one accord with one goal, to serve the Lord and to impact our community. Right now in our church, we have a beautiful couple that are in Uganda right now. They're helping build some orphanage, and our church has sponsored them, and they're taking gifts down there for those kids. And what we're talking about gifts, we're talking about flip-flops and things like that. Something that we probably have multiple. I can't tell you how many pairs of flip-flops my wife has in the closet. And if I would have thought about it, I'd have sent a truckload down there with them. But to us, it's just something we have. We buy them a dime a dozen. To them, it's something that they sent back pictures to me and my wife of those kids opening those flip-flops, just cheap flip-flops. And you would have thought you'd have gave those kids bikes or Nintendos or Game Boys or something like that because they were so excited to have something that they could put on their feet. And we take that for granted. But how many know in our own community, there's kids that are just as in need as the kids in Uganda. And this Sunday night, we, as the body of Christ, have the opportunity to do something for some kids that are down the road from us who may not otherwise have Christmas. And I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything you guys have done with Shop with a Cop, with Pregnancy Resource Center, with the Victory Valley Ranch that we did a quarter ago, and all that you've done, $20,000 in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think you ought to give yourselves a hand. Amen. Do not forget that after service, after we get all excited and worship the Lord and we jump pews, that we're going to eat afterwards, all right? Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brother Jason, for that wonderful update. My God is good, isn't he? He's the Lord. And yes, by all means, send all those flip-flops to Uganda. I don't want none in my house. Brings back memories. I got whippings with a flip-flop when I was a kid. Them things hurt. Mama always had flip-flops around. Amen. But it is so good to have fellowship. Amen. And looking forward to what God's going to do. Looking forward to having a house full of folks, amen, in one mind and one accord, as Brother Jason said, worshiping and praising the Lord. Now, if you like this, you're going to love heaven. I got news for you. There's going to be more church folk in heaven than just here tonight, amen. We're going to have a glorious time when the Lord calls us home, amen. But until then, everybody say, until then. Just going to keep. Testing. Oh, wow. That's the one. Turn me down. How many knows God will never leave you, never forsake you? I've been on the mountain with Jesus, and I've been in so low. Oh, but not one time has he failed me. When to him with my trouble I go. So let heaven my home. Well, I've been on the mountain with Jesus. Hallelujah. And I've been in the valley so low. But not one time has he failed me. When to him with my trouble I go. If you know it, sing it with me. So let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever, ever leave me alone. Never, no, never make heaven my home. I would imagine that you folks are kind of like me. You're probably raised in church by moms and dads and granddads and grandmothers and a long lineage of people who trusted and served God from as long as I can remember. those precious saints are gone now to reap their heavenly reward. And I was thinking as I was singing that song about my grandmother, Sister Bailey, the one that the ladies' auxiliary is named after, the Ida Bell Circle. That's my grandmother, Preacher Bailey's wife. She was blessed to live several years after Papa Bailey went home to be with the Lord. And as she began to grow older and her physical body was in still pretty good shape, but she began to experience some dementia and began to revert back to her childhood. And many times she would say, Clyde, that was his name, was down at the shop working, or he was down at the lake or something, and we know that he had been gone, and we just kind of go along with it. And sometimes she would forget our names, and sometimes she would forget where she was, and actually even accuse one of her daughter's mother's older sister of coming in and taking everything out of the house. And we just kind of would let it go in one ear and out the other. And but you know, when we would talk to Mama Ida, that what was affectionately called her, and things that she couldn't remember, if we ever said anything about Jesus, her mind began to clear. If we ever said anything about a scripture, whether it was one or two words or a part of a scripture or a verse, she would take it up and finish it. And I thought to myself, all of those years, even though the memories and even though the consciousness and the mindset of things that were near and dear to her, she couldn't remember faces, couldn't remember names, but she never forgot Jesus. And she never forgot what Jesus did for her. And she never forgot that Jesus lived in her. Because from a very, very early age, she walked with Jesus. On the mountains sometime, in the valleys sometime. But you know what? He never, ever left her. And now she's at home with him. And I'm so glad that we can have that same relationship. Because I've been on the mountain with Jesus, and I've been in the valley so low. Oh, but not one time has he failed me. When to him with my troubles I go. Let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever, ever leave me alone. For without you, I could never. Make heaven mine, Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him would be. Without him I could do nothing, and without him I'd surely fail. Without him without a sail. Sing Jesus with me. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away. Jesus,
Without Him, how lost I would be. Can you worship the Lord? Bibles tonight. Go with us to the 25th Psalm. I don't intend to keep us long. I know some have been up here at play practice since 4:30, and I want to be sensitive to their needs, and don't intend to keep us a very long time tonight. But I do want to read some scripture and just share a thought with you, if I might, tonight in the 25th Psalm of David, verses 4 through verse number 10. David's writing says, "Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths," everybody say, "all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies." Can we pray? Heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you, and we thank you, God, for your goodness, for your mercy, for your forgiveness. God, and we pray tonight, Lord, that you would just lead us, guide us, and direct us. Father, I pray that you would just anoint this vessel tonight. God, anoint these lips of clay. Speak to us, Lord, that you would have us to hear. Help us to be submissive and obedient to your will and to your word. Father, we're thankful for those who've gathered here tonight, and I pray a very special blessing upon each and every one here. We do reach out to those who are sick tonight, those who are viewing by live stream. Father, I pray, God, that you would touch them, anoint them, strengthen and heal them, Lord. And Father, we'll look to you and give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory that you so richly deserve. We ask these blessings in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. For just a little while, I want to speak on a message topic tonight. Stay in the path. Stay in the path. By this time, and I spoke of our ancestors, I spoke of the generations before us, and how many is thankful for the prayers of the generations before us? I am here today certainly because of the mercy and grace of God, but also because of the prayers of my mother and my dad and my grandparents on both sides. I was so blessed to have grandparents on both sides of our family who were churchgoers, Christians, baptized, filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen, and dedicated to church. I was raised in church, and I thank God for that. But by this time, the paths should be well-worn. They should have been well-traveled. I was thinking about the religious world today. And the religious world today has somehow changed that path, that single path, God's path, not man's path, not First Pentecostal's path, but God's path. Somehow the religious world of today has changed that path to make it look similarly to Spaghetti Junction. How many has ever been over on Jimmy Carter Boulevard on Spaghetti Junction? There's just traffic going this way, that way, over you, under you, and all those ways. And I begin to think, that's only because man has tried to change the old paths. Amen, Brother Jason, we can't do that. We can't add to it. We can't take away from it. But what we can do is stay in the path. Amen. Follow after the righteousness of the Lord. David here mentions several things that I think and I feel that can apply to us today as we seek to be pleasing unto the Lord. Amen. We want the blessings of God and we want His attention, but there's things that we're obligated to do also for Him and to live for the Lord and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and to let His light shine in our lives. So David said in verse 4, first he said, "Show me thy ways." You know, so many times we serve God and we want God to adhere to our ways, and I have to say, oh, me sometimes, and I have to catch myself many, many times. Now, you may never have any problem with that when you're praying, but sometimes I get caught up in my wants and in my desires and in my expectations of God, and I find myself praying, for lack of a better term, a selfish prayer. Something that I want or something that I'd like to have or just something that I want the Lord to do. And you know, I have to catch myself and I have to, you know, sort of chastise myself in the middle of my prayer and say, wait a minute, Lord, let me rephrase that. Let me pray your will be done in my life. If it's your desire for me to have that, if it's your desire for me to go in that direction, then let it be sanctioned by your Spirit. So David said, show me, Lord, not show me how good I am or not show me how talented I am or not show me what I am, but show me your ways. And in showing me your ways, I want to be familiar with your ways. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand tonight. In fact, we may have some in the audience that is able to do this, but I'm not one of them. When you're showed something one time, are you automatically an expert at it? Not me. You know, my daddy had a saying. He said, explain that to me again. Show me again and again and again, Lord, your ways. Because I want to know them. I want to recite them. I want to write them on the tables of my heart. God, I want to know when I face adversity that I can stay in your path. And I want to know how you would do this. Lord, let your mind be in me. Let the mind of Christ be in my mind and in my spirit so that I won't go astray, so that I won't try to detour off of that path and do things in my own way. And I must confess, at times I have strayed off of that path. Not saying I backslid, not saying I lost out with God, but sometimes I took my eyes off of the goal a little bit, and I kind of strayed off of the path. How many knows that's dangerous? That is very dangerous. You know, that path is there for a reason. That path is there for us to follow. And we are supposed to respect the old past and to live in the old past, to operate in the old past, and to glorify and praise the Lord. I got news for you. I don't have a new gospel for you. I don't have a new plan of salvation for you. I don't have a new way of baptism for you. I don't have a new way of seeking after the righteousness of the Lord. But it's all here in the wonderful Word of God. The old path is there for us to acknowledge, for us to obey, for us to study and show ourselves approved. And if we can't begin to understand and realize it, do as David did. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Show me which direction. Show me what a decision must be made. Show me what I need to do in my life. Not only in my spiritual life, but how many knows he'll bless us in our material life as well. If we understand and show me thy ways. Now after David said, you show me, Lord, or his petition was to show me, then he petitioned the Lord to teach me. It's one thing to show you something. But it's very different to teach you. Brother Jim and I have talked about this. He and I are the same generation. That being the best generation to ever hit this earth. We'd probably get a lot of slack from the Gen Zs and what is the others? We're the baby boomers. Amen. If you're a baby boomer and proud of it, say praise the Lord. There's not many of us left, are there? But he and I have talked about this. We did not come up in the age of computers. And the first computer I saw was about the size of a front-end loading washing machine. And now they're about like that. But when I agreed to take a job at my company and come out of the sales force and go into the office, one thing that was required was to be kind of proficient in computers. Man, I tell you what, you know, those young guys and young girls, I mean, it was nothing to them. You know, Trey can go through a computer in no time because they're familiar with it. I was afraid of it. I was afraid I'd crash that thing. I was afraid I'd do something to just tear it up, to, you know, do the whole system. I know you and I have talked about this. And so I said, show me how to do it. How to do it. And I said, wait a minute. Show me again. And then I'd say, wait a minute, I got to sit down. I got to do that myself. Walk me through it. And, you know, I didn't do it like that. I was going, you know, And what's this button doing? What is that button? Oh, no, I deleted that. I wasn't supposed to delete that, was I? But I didn't, I was not able to learn it. I never got proficient in it. I got to where I could sort of feel my way around on it. But I could not do it by watching them do it. I said, I can't do that. I can't do what you just did. I'm going to have to learn by trial and error. Let me sit down and make a mess. And I finally got one person said, it doesn't matter. You're not going to tear this thing up. You're not going to crash it. Just get in there and have a good time. Boy, I went to mashing all kind of buttons. He said, wait a minute. These buttons. And finally it began to, you know, and so many times we, you know, Lord, show me what to do, but I'd take it a step further if you would. Teach me. Teach me. Because I'm a mere mortal. I'm human. I'm flesh. I'm subject to falling. I'm subject to failure. I can make mistakes. Lord, I need you to teach me. And they have something now that I learned. They have continuing education. How many knows I'm still in that part? I still need continuing education. Lord, I never, ever want to think that I know it all. God, feed me. Feed me that heavenly manna. Teach me thy ways. Keep me in that path, that straight and narrow. Just show me and leave me. Don't you love it when you go to a store and you ask somebody, where is this? And they say, oh, it's over on aisle 3. Have y'all seen the things that are on aisle 3? There's all kind of things. I want somebody, we're that generation, I want somebody, come on, I'll show you. I'll take you right where it is. You know, if they'll take me to aisle 3, that's pretty good. I can find that. But then they take me to what I need. Maybe you can engulf the will of the Lord and the showing and the teaching. I'm slow. Lord, I need you to take your time with me. God, because when you teach me, I don't want it to leave the tables of my heart. God, I want it to be a fixation in my spirit. And sometimes we, as Daddy always said, we learn through the school of hard knocks. Y'all ever learn that? I don't got to ask you to show of hands, but sometimes just a sign doesn't work, does it? Not with humanity. Be honest with me. Don't raise your hand. But how many of you have gone up to a sign that said wet paint and you touched it? That's what I thought. Why? How am I going to get that off? Show me, Lord. Don't just, and teach me. Teach me. Don't just show me. But teach me thy statutes, thy precepts, thy commandments, thy will be done in my life. And then David said, after you show me and after you teach me, then lead me. Come lead me. Come take me to aisle 3. Come take me to where the shelf is that has the product that I want. And then I'll make the decision. Lord, show me, teach me, but then don't leave me. Lead me. Guide me. And keep me in that path. I'm a human. David said it. Lord, you know, in my youth, there was sin and there was transgression, but in your tender mercies, you've forgiven me and you forgot those. But if you haven't, you wasn't able to lead me, then Lord, then I might go astray again. We're all subject to failure without our dependency on Jesus Christ. Lead me, not just any way, but lead me in thy truth. We had a saying when I was in the bread company that no matter how long you were there, you would always remember your trainer because you would actually probably do about the same thing that he taught you to do. And they wouldn't let just anybody train you. Usually it was somebody with a lot of experience, somebody that didn't want to hurry up and get the job done and get back home, but somebody would be patient with you, understood that you was going to make mistakes, and they would take the time to be with you to see you through because she was going to make some mistakes. Now, they had some people that would ride with you, but all they wanted to do was just do it themselves and get us out of there. That's not training you. And Holy Ghost-filled person that's been living for the Lord years and years and years, don't you expect that new convert to be as adult and as mature in God's spirit as you are. Because you remember how you were. I remember how I was. Again, I was a slow learner. Lord, I need somebody that's going to be patient with me. And David said the same thing. Lord, I want you to lead me. I want you to lead me in your truths. Not what I think, not what I believe, but in your truths. Not only did he say that, but he went on to say, Lord, remember thy mercies and thy loving kindness. Remember, God, that you're a God of love and you're a God of forgiveness and you're a God of understanding and you're a God of plenteous and redemption and you're a God of humility and long-suffering. And God, when you're dealing with me, you're going to need all of that. Because I fail you many times. And in my youth, I was a sinner and I was a transgressor. But Lord, don't give up on me. Don't quit on me. Don't destroy it, for there's a blessing in it. Man, Lord, be merciful with me. Be tender with me as you're showing me, as you're leading me, and as you're teaching me. I want you to remember those things, Lord, thy loving kindness and their tender mercies. But, Lord, I don't want you to remember the sins. Remember, aren't you thankful? I said, aren't you thankful? Aren't you grateful? Aren't you appreciative that the Lord, when he forgives us, he doesn't remember our sins. He washes them away. My Lord, every one of us ought to shout, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God for what you brought me through my sins and my transgressions, Lord, by the blood of Jesus Christ, by your infilling me with your Spirit, God, by washing those things. Lord, I'm so thankful. I'll be thankful forever and in eternity. David said, remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions, according to thy tender mercy. Remember thou me for thy goodness' sake. And then he says, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. If I had a thought to leave with you tonight, it would simply be this. Don't veer to the left and don't veer to the right of the path that God has laid out for us. As I said before, it should by this time be well traveled. I mean, he's thankful for the principles and the morals and the good teaching of your parents and grandparents and pastors before and lay members who you just gravitated to. Did you remember those precious saints of God that when you were a young convert, you wanted to mimic their lifestyle. You wanted to be like them because you saw them and you saw how they handled adversity and you saw how they come into the church and nothing kept them from glorifying, praising God. As I'm saying that, I guarantee you people's faces are flashing through your mind right now. Those precious saints of God that glorified and praised the Lord. And you know what? It didn't matter if it had been the worst week they'd ever had in their life. It didn't matter if the wash line got blown off the track. I remember Sister Olene Forster, you know, she was talking about her clothes got blown off the line. She said, praise God, I got them all up and I washed them again. Thank you, Jesus. And she just kept glorifying and praising the Lord. Amen. Got plumb victory in church talking about the wind blowing her clothes off the line. And she was able to get them up and wash them again. That's the saints of God that I wanted to be like when I was growing up in church. Those that would come in and they laid everything aside and they began to worship and praise the Lord. You know what? They were instrumental in paving those paths for us. They didn't set the path. But they walked in that path. And you know something about a path? The longer and the more times you walk in it, the easier it is to follow that path. And people have laid that path for us, amen, with their generations before us. And I know I'm talking to church folk tonight. I know I'm talking to saved folks. But I just wanted to let us know that we need to stick to the old path. There's no new revelation. There's no new plan of salvation. I'm afraid that, again, the religious world has tried to make it just any way and every way, whatever you want to. I've even heard say, just believe in any God. I don't find that. I don't find that in the Word of God. I don't find where we can just do anything or live any way. And I don't want to do that. I want to do what David did. I want him to show me. I want him to teach me. I want him to lead me. I want him to remember the tender mercies when he's dealing with me. Remember to be sweet. Karen, I got to tell on Karen, and it's not embarrassing, so Karen, don't get in a hissy fit back there. But when she would go up to Mama's house, and she was kind of like Trey. Trey spends a lot of time at our house. She spent a lot of time at Mama's house. She just lived right up the same driveway. And her and Aaron would be there, and sometimes they would get to fussing or something, and Mother would have to get on to them, and Karen would call up in Mother's lap, and she said, Mama, are you sweet to me or mean to me? And then Mother would just baby her, and, you know, that's kind of the way she is today. Tony said, you know, it's kind of spoiled. I said, I told you when you asked her hand that she was kind of spoiled because we babied her too. But sometimes we're that way. We go, God, are you mean to me or sweet to me? You know, sometimes God's, direction is stern. That doesn't mean he doesn't love you. You know, he's had to be stern with me quite a bit. Man, I got that old Allen's, you know, kind of stubbornness and hard-headedness, you know, but thank God that I want him to remember his tender mercies when he's dealing with me, hey, even though sometimes he deals with me with a strong hand. But I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for the path that's been laid. And folks, don't detour. Don't stray from the path. I know it's old-fashioned, and I know, but you know what? It's tried, and it's true. Amen. It will stand the test of time. If you believe that, put your hands together for Jesus tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Seek ye the old path, amen, and walk therein. Would you stand tonight? God bless you. Appreciate you coming out on a Sunday night. God has been so gracious to us. Amen. Brother Jason, I just want to tell you, too, how much I appreciate your prayers. Every Sunday morning, he texts me and said, we're praying for your service. And you've got Brother TJ doing the same thing. He's texting, man, I tell you what, you get two or three pastors praying for you, you know, God's going to bless. And I don't want to just be on the receiving end, so I tell you, I'm praying for y'all too. I'm praying for God to move in a mighty way. And you know what? We need to be. We need to be reaching out to the lost like we never had. I believe these pastors agree with me. I think our time is short, and we better, you know, hit double time and start spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's time to get your family members saved. It's time to get your friends and neighbors saved, as many as you possibly can, because we're one heartbeat and one breath away from eternity. Amen. God bless you. Would you bow your heads, every head bowed, every eye closed? If you have a need tonight, please come forward. I will assure you there's people here that will love you and pray for you. If you have a need, if you have a sickness or affliction, then come forward and we'll pray with you and we'll pray for you. If not, if you just have a prayer request you'd like the pastor to pray about this week, just lift your hand. I won't come and ask you what it is. But if you'll and I agree in the name of Jesus, God will make a way for you. God bless you. We love you. Brother Jim, come if you would. Dismiss us with a word of prayer.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. I love the word Bible. I love, as I learn, I'm the same way as I'm continuously learning. And we were talking about in my Sunday school class, we can read something over or we'll miss a chapter and go back and read it again. And people just start seeing different things in it. The living word is so powerful. All hearts and minds clear? Well, as we get ready to dismiss with this prayer, I want y'all to remember all the announcements and everything. Again, invite somebody for the community outreach next Sunday night. We want to have, but also I'm always inviting y'all to Sunday school. Be part of our Sunday school class and also our morning services. So we just love each and every one of you. All right, well, this prayer will be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father God, we just love you. Lord, we thank you again for this beautiful day, for this beautiful church services we've been in today. Lord, we thank you for answering prayers, those spoken and unspoken. Lord, we thank you and we lift up and just want to honor you. Lord, we pray for those that are watching online, those that have put their prayer request in the comment section, or we thank you for their as they praise what the things that you've already come to pass. Dear Lord, we just give you all the honor and glory, dear Lord, and we just thank you. Keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. Again, dear Lord, we just, in the precious name of Jesus, and we all say, amen, amen. Have a wonderful week. See y'all Wednesday night.